Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. And I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner Ministry. I am your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live. Go ahead and text the neighbor, T-Bom, tweet them, hit them up on Facebook and let them know that the word of the Lord is going forth on today. I know everybody been thinking about, okay, it's July 4th coming up Monday. So I want to get my barbecue on and get, hallelujah, them red cups in your hand and all that. But let's get the word first. Glory to God, hallelujah, because God is good and he is worthy to be praised, hallelujah. I hope you woke up this morning with a grateful heart and said, Lord, I thank you for another day. Lord, I thank you, Lord God, you kept me all night last night. Oh, my God, you let old maid old death get back and behave. So I thank you, Lord God, for everything that you've done, Lord God, this far. And I know you didn't bring me this far to leave. I hope you woke up this morning with a praise in your heart that you had to get out. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's go ahead. Amen. We're going to go ahead on and get into our message. We'll give the announcements at the end of the show. Hallelujah. We want to go ahead while the water is stirring. Everybody get ready to jump in. If you desire prayer at this time, go ahead and press the 1 and I will bring you in for prayer because God is good. Hallelujah. God is good. He is worthy. Hallelujah. Glory to God. No one has pressed the 1, so guess what? We're going to go on with the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for the stirring in the spirit on today, Lord God. We thank you, Father, that you're stirring up some stuff, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. You're stirring up some Christian people to walk right, Lord God, to talk right, Lord God, to be your mouthpiece, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, oh God, because we know that you sit high and you look low, Lord, and you know everything that goes on, Lord God, and nothing gets by you. So, Father, we just say thank you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We thank you, God, how you're ever yet delivering, how you're ever yet setting people free, Lord God, from the bondage that they've been in for years, God, right now in the name of Jesus. We decree and we declare, Lord God, that they stay, Lord God, free. Lord God, you said the Son, those that the Son set free is free indeed. So, Father, we thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, as they will continue to stay, Lord God, free. In the mighty name of Jesus, they'll continue to read the word of God, continue to meditate on it day and night so they can have the success to stay free, Lord God. Free from whatever it is that they were bound with, drug addictions, Lord God. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God. Ah, good God Almighty. Lord God, we thank you, oh, God, that they shall stay free, Lord, right now in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord. They will be no more bound down by those things, Lord God, of the world, the way the world system live, the way the world system, Lord God, ah, my God, tell them to live, Lord God, the way the world system keeps, oh, my God, good God Almighty, they'll walk in the fullness of you, Lord God, they'll walk in your word, they'll walk in your understanding of the word, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, oh, God, right now, Lord God, for those that need healing in their mind, Lord God, and their mindset is wrong, that it turns around, Lord God, and you'll make it right for them in the name of Jesus. Let them know that it's the Bible way, Lord God, and not their way, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let them know, Lord God, that this ain't Burger King. They can't have it their way. To live by the word, Lord God, to be the word of God, to be the mouthpiece of God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, oh Lord God, because we know, Lord God, nothing gets by you. And Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree and we declare right now, oh God, those that don't know you, those that don't even have a clue, Lord, we ask you to send someone by, Lord God, to tell them about a man named Jesus who could save anybody, who's there for everybody, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Lord, we just thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord. We know we serve an awesome God. We serve a wonderful God. We serve a God that can do wonders. Oh, my God, for the spirit man and the soul. Good God Almighty. So, Father, we just say thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, Lord, and we won't let it go, Lord. We'll hold on with all unchanging hands, Lord. Lord, sometimes we know man change hands, but, Lord God, you'll hold on to them, Lord God, and never let them go, Lord God. It's not you that let them go, Lord God. It's them that lets go, Lord, in the name of Jesus. But God, we're going to hold on with all hope, Lord, in you, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we pray, Lord, for those that are traveling. Lord, give them traveling grace. Lord, let them see what's in front of them, Lord God. Let them see what's on the north side, huh? Oh, my God, the south, the east, and the west before they get there, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we pray that your angels, Lord God, camp around them, God. Camp around the vehicles to keep them from hurt, harm, and danger right now in the name of Jesus, oh, God. We thank you, oh, God, right now, Father, as they shall have safe travel there and back. Lord God, as they travel the highways, Lord God, and the byways, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh Lord. Father God, we just thank you because we know, Lord, without you, we can't do nothing. Without you, there is nothing. So, Father, we just say thank you, Lord, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh Lord, we pray. Amen and glory to God. Hallelujah. What an awesome God we serve. We serve a God that looks down. He looks low, and he sees you, and he hears you. He hears your cry. He sees your tears. Oh, my God. No tear, hallelujah, is gone unnoticed. He sees every tear. He said he even knows the number of hairs that you missed on your head. So just think about it. One fall out, amen, he know how many you got left. So guess what? He sees every tear that you shed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So don't think he's not there. He's there. Hallelujah. Sometimes he waits on you. You say, well, Lord, I'm waiting on you. You help me. No, he's waiting on you to ask to help. So sometimes you go to everybody before you even just consider asking him for help. You go over here. You go over there. You go over there. You go over there to the palm reader. You go over there to the hand reader. You go over there to the finger reader. You go to everybody except the main source. And Jesus is on the main line. Just tell him what you want. Hallelujah. And if you don't get your answer, like I always say right then, ask him again. But sometimes it's not time for you to him to answer you. Sometimes he'll just see, are you going to wait or are you going to go ahead on and get in a mess and do it yourself? Because I know in my own time and in my own life, I'm like, okay, Lord, I've been waiting and I'm waiting on you. I'm not going to make a move until you tell me. Because everybody's saying do this and everybody's saying do that and everybody's saying, yeah, go here and everybody's saying go there. I said, no, none of that. That's out. Okay. Hallelujah. I said, I'm not moving until he tells me what I need to do because I want to be in his will. When we say we want to be in God's will, then we got to understand when we pray and ask him for something, then we got to stay right there until he tells us what to do. Sometimes you just get so, the older people said, you know, you're so fast and managed, you want to go ahead and do just what you want to do. I understand that now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But no, you don't do what you want to do. You pray. You continue to pray. You continue to stand on the word. Continue to ask him, Lord, do you hear me? Hallelujah. I know you. Every prayer that we pray, he said he hears us. But sometimes you'll say, Lord, do you hear me? I'm still in need of the answer to that prayer that I prayed. Hallelujah. But then you'll hear someone say, well, you know, go ahead. That sounds good. Nah, you don't go by no sound good. You better be still and know that he is God. Be still and know that he will answer your prayer. Be still and know that you don't want to get outside of his will. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Be still. Don't move. Sometimes you can move too quick and you miss it. If I had moved too quick a couple of months ago, I would have missed it. I would have missed a lot of paper. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I wanted to move. Hallelujah. I was ready. But if I'd have moved, I would have missed a lot of paper. You know, y'all know, you know, some of the young people call it paper. It's money. We'll just break it down for y'all. You know, amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But yes, you be still and know. Know when he speaks. Continue in his word. Don't be so fast to jump. Sometimes you can jump out of your season. Just hold on. He's going to give it to you. He's going to tell you, this is what I want you to do. And you know what? A lot of things he will show you. I continue to ask him, and this is not my sermon on today, but, you know, hey, come on, roll with it. Hallelujah. Lean with it, roll with it. Ah, glory to God. Hallelujah. I continue to ask the Lord, now what do you want me to do? I need you to show me what you want me to do. Tell me where you want me to go. Because I don't want to be out your will. I don't care what they say. I don't care, hallelujah, glory to God, what the picture frames say. I don't care, hallelujah, what the little Care Bear say. I don't care about none of it. I want to stay in your will. So he began to show me this and that and this and this. I said, okay, Lord, and I noticed you. Because I've been down this road, and I know this got to be you, nothing but you. I know this. And see, if you wait, he'll show you. So don't be so quick, hallelujah, to jump. Don't be so quick and eager to get into stuff. Don't be so quick and eager to say, well, okay, I know this God. I'm going ahead. I'm doing this. Nah, don't be so eager. Sit down and have a little talk with him. Because, you know, sometimes if you need confirmation, he'll bring it to you sometimes until you can build yourself up to be confident in knowing that you really hear from him. And it's okay. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's get in the word on today. I'm going to be coming from the second book of Samuel, chapter 1. Second book, Samuel, chapter 1. I'm going to title this message, Why Tell a Lie When the Truth Will Do. Oh, my God. Let's go back. I want to drop back just a little bit, amen, on chapter 31 I'm going to be coming from 2 Samuel, amen, chapter 1. I'm going to drop back just a little bit for 1 Samuel, chapter 31, kind of give you a little highlights of where I'm going with this. Now, right here, we see Saul and his sons, they were in battle against the Philistines, and you know, they fought so hard. Well, we understand that when I talked on last week, when I preached last week, how Saul, you know, fell out of God's will, right? He didn't do exactly what Samuel told him to do, right? He did not. When he told him to go down there and kill everything, he didn't do it, you know? But here's the thing. So now he's in battle and he's on his own. He said, I hate, I made you king, right? Okay, let's move on into right here where we are now. The Philistines were fighting against the Philistines, and they fought hard, and the Philistines chased Saul and his sons. They chased them down. They wanted to kill them, really. They chased them down. See, the anointing was on Saul because God made him king, but then after he disobeyed him, he said, I hate it, and you're going to strip his kingdom from it. Hallelujah. My God. You see, you got to make sure you're in God's will. That's why I said stay in there. Don't go in and out. Well, I'm going to do this time, so it'll be all right. And, okay, we'll get over it, and then the next, I'll just repent and go back. No, you got to completely stay in it. When you said the steps of a righteous man is ordered by the Lord, and you let God order your steps each and every way and in each and every day, then you can't go wrong. Hallelujah. Okay, when they chased against him, you know, they chased against him and his sons, and they killed his sons, and they chased Saul, and Saul was trying to get away from him because all them people and those men that was with him, amen, they had killed them because they had done just beat him up and got the victory over Saul them. So what happened here? They chased Saul, and Saul was got away from him, and then he called his armor bearer. You know, and he said, go ahead and kill me, because he didn't want them to come along and kill him. But his armor bearer told him he couldn't do it. He could not do it because he recognized the anointed, and he wasn't about to go ahead and do something like that, because he was telling what would have came upon him, you know. And he said, no, I can't do it. He didn't do it. So Saul thrust himself on his own sword. And the armor bearer saw what he did, and he killed his own self. See, you got to have some respect for the anointed. I don't care who they is. They may be some kin to you, but understand, if God got them at their level, you better respect them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. There's a time, hallelujah, when you better respect them. I don't care who they is. If they is some kin to you, if that is your mom or your sister, your aunt, whoever, you better respect them. You better respect the cloth. Glory to God. Let's move on. Hallelujah. Let's get into 2 Samuel chapter 1. I'm going to start at the first verse. Now, it came to pass after the death of Saul, when David was returned from the slaughter of the Amalekites, and David had a ball 2 days in Ziklag. It came even to pass on the third day that, behold, a man came out of the camp, Saul, with his clothes rent and earth upon his head. And so it was, when he came to David, and he fell to the earth and did obedience. In other words, he did. He obeyed. He fell down because he knew who David was. He fell down. You know, in front of David, he kneeled down. You know, see, you got to respect the cloth. I say that because some of our people now, they don't respect the cloth. Hallelujah. They do not respect ministry. You know, they'll go in there, well, bash ministry. No, don't bash it. You don't know, they may be just starting out. They may be just, God may be just training them up and getting ready to send them out. And then when they grow, you know, then you'll start talking, well, my, they used to, they couldn't preach at all, or they used to didn't do this. Nah, I know they used to couldn't, but God has to work them up to that. Some people can get there quick because they're open to that. And some, it take a little, a few minutes, you know, a little while for them to get there because, you know, they completely open themselves up to that. That's what it is. So just be careful. And David said unto him, from whence comest thou? And he said unto him, out of the camp of Israel am I escaped. He was saying he came from the camp of Israel. He escaped. He got away because all that fighting and all that was going on. So he told David, said, I escaped. I got away from him. And David said unto him, how went the matter? I pray thee, tell me. Okay, he was asking him, how did it go? Because Saul was over there fighting. You know, Saul and his sons were over there fighting. So David said, how go it? What happened? And this is what he began to tell him. Glory to God. That the people are fled from the battle. And many of the people are also are fallen and dead. And Saul and Jonathan, his sons, are dead also. So he was telling David that, you know, all these people were dead, right? And glory to God. Yes, he was. But let's listen at what he's telling them next. And David said unto the young man that told him, how knowest thou that Saul and Jonathan, his son, be dead? You know, he's finna get himself in some really big trouble. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He should have told him just like it was what happened. But he didn't tell him that. He began to tell a lie. You know, when you tell one, you got to tell another one. When you tell that one, then you got to tell another one. When you tell that one, you got to. So you just got to continue on lying to cover up the lies that you told. Hallelujah. You have to be careful about that. And let me help you out. Amen. Glory to God. I won't charge y'all for this one. Don't let people make you tell a lie. Because you know how some people say, okay, you better get your lies straight. What lies? I'm not lying. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell it like it is and tell it like it T-I-S-T is. Okay? Don't be lying. Hallelujah. I talked to this one person, amen, and they'll say, well, you know, I'll ask questions. They say, hold up. Don't get me to lying. I'm not going to tell that. But what it is, they try to tell me something, and they try to tell me the truth. And I'll ask a question. They say, don't get me to lie. And you know what? That is the truth. If you don't know the truth, then just say, I don't know, and let it go. Don't try to be the big person. But you know, if they do this, then they could have did this. And you know, they did like this, and I think they did like, nah, everybody got an opinion. But sometimes you need to keep those opinions to yourself. Oh, let's move it on. I felt that. Good God Almighty. Okay, let's move on. Hallelujah. The verse 5. And David said unto the young man that told him, how knowest thou that Saul and Jonathan his son be dead? And the young man that told him said, as I happened by chance upon Mount Gilboa, behold, Saul leaned upon his spear, and lo, the chariots and horsemen followed hard after him. And when he looked behind him, he saw me and called upon unto me. And I answered, here I am. And he said unto me, who art thou? And I answered him, I am an Amalekite. He said unto me again, stand now, pray thee, upon me and slay thee. For anguish is come upon me because my life is yet whole in me. Oh, glory to God. So I stood upon him and slew him because I was sure that he could not live after that. And I took the crown that was upon his head and the bracelet that was on his arm and have brought them Heber unto the Lord, unto God. Listen, he did that unto the Lord. You see, he did all that. He thought it was going to get him something. It was going to get him somewhere. Understand, oh, my God. It was going to get him something, but it wasn't going to get him what he thought it was going to get him. He thought it was going to get him some kudos because he said, I got the bracelet, I got the crown, I got it all. See, he thinking he was going to get something from David. That's what it was. But he was going to get something, but he wasn't going to get what he thought he was going to get. So you better make sure, amen, that you know that you know that you know the truth. And don't try to go and tell a lie. Make sure you're telling the truth. Then David took hold of his clothes and rent them, and likewise all the men that were with him. So everybody was sad because the way, you know, he was saying Saul had got killed in battle and his sons were gone and everybody had, you know, they had killed him. And David felt sorrow for him. You know what? Even though after all Saul tried to kill David, he still felt sorrow for him and his sons because he did. He loved them. He loved Jonathan because Jonathan, remember, he helped David get away from his own father. Think about it. Hallelujah. He didn't do nothing to him. He wanted to kill him because they made their son up. See, that's what got Saul all shook up. And David killed, Saul killed 1,000. David killed 10,000. That's what made him all, got him all worked up because of the song that they sang. Understand, you know, it wasn't David. It was the people outside. You know how the people outside, well, you know what? Oh, you preached a good sermon. That was awesome. No. To God be the glory. God preached a good sermon. Because if it had not been for the Lord on my side, what would I have done? I couldn't have did not none of it. Amen. Let's move on to verse 12. And they mourned and wept and fasted until eve for Saul and for Jonathan his son and for the people of the Lord and for the house of Israel because they were fallen by the sword. And David said unto the young men that told him, whence art thou? And he answered, I am the son of the stranger of the Amalekite. And David said unto him, how wast thou not afraid to stretch forth thine hand to destroy the Lord's anointed? See, you better be afraid. You better have a reverential fear of touching God's anointed. You know, so many days now, the people don't, they'll say, you know, they'll talk about the pastors in the pulpit and, you know, whatever goes on, if they ain't doing right, that's going, I know we see a lot of news and stuff like that. I'm not, that ain't what I'm talking about. I'm talking about you personally tearing them down. You know, you have to be careful like that, you know. Yeah, they get money here, they get money there. Don't worry about that. If you want to give, you give. He said, you don't have to give grudgingly. Because if you give grudgingly, then you will get no return on it. Oh, glory to God. If you're helping in the church grudgingly, then guess what? You're not going to get favor on it. If you are doing things that's not, hallelujah, what you want to do, then guess what? You're not going to get anything for it. So understand, nobody can make you do anything. Hallelujah. They ain't going to try to make you, but they're trying to help you to get, hallelujah, get what you're supposed to get from God. How should I say it? They're trying to help you to get blessed. Thank you, Lord. They're trying to help you to get blessed. So if you want to be blessed, you want God to move, then there's a little something you have to do. Hallelujah. Glory to God, my God. So you see right here, he said, how could you touch God's anointed? You know, you sit there and you say, okay, all right, yes, I understand. We all, we want to go in and get out, and I understand all that. Yes, yes, and yes. Hallelujah. But still, be careful about putting your mouth on them. Yeah, they made a, you know, pastor had a long sermon today. I hear you. You know, I hear you. I hear it all the time, yes. But, you know, they try to do what they're supposed to do and come on out. So you got to make sure that you don't go against these anointed ones. Well, you know what? Let me tell you something. Old prophet, all she do is get on there and she talk about finances and money and whatever. Well, let me help you out with that. Hallelujah. I don't beg you to give. I encourage you to give. If you want to be blessed, then that's what you got to do. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, say, so, well, I give my time. Well, guess what? He's going to give you some time back. Not jail time. He's just going to give you some time back, okay? Glory to God. Well, you know what? I urge you. I be at the door. Then that's my reasonable servant. That's what I'm giving. Well, guess what? He, amen. Hallelujah. Then he'll show you how to be a better one. That's what you get. But if you want finances, then you have to give. It said, whatever that a man soweth shall he reap. So if you want money, what you going to have to do? You're going to have to sow it. You want some, you're going to have to sow it so God will grow it. Now, ask him where to sow it. I'm not saying that you can, you know, give it to me or whoever. If you don't believe, don't worry about it. That's okay, because I want you to be blessed. Hallelujah. So whatever you intend to receive back, then that's what you give out. Hallelujah. Let's just say, okay, hallelujah, we're on this about touching God's anointed. Amen. Okay, if you go in a grocery store and you know, well, you know what, Pastor, hey, how you doing? Pastor, you and your wife, y'all all right? Y'all been doing good? Yes. You know, and you know, conversation, yeah, go on. They say, well, you know what, Pastor, let me give you one of them Pentecostal handshakes that you scout. And you go ahead and you drop it off and think nothing else about it. Don't get out there in the car and say, well, you know what, I gave him that. And let me tell you, let me help you out. The devil's going to try to get you. He's going to try to get you right. That'll stop you from being blessed. So don't do it. Well, you know what? I gave them that. I shouldn't have all that money they took up in the church, and they riding the Benz. They riding all these different cars and all these different things going on, and they live in this big old house. The devil will try to get you just like that to stop you from being blessed. So you ought to be further along. I know there are some, you know, that's bathed in Christ, and those are the ones that we take their hand. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we walk them through that. So they'll stop, you know, thinking about stuff like that. And when the enemy bring it up, cast it down. Throw it out the window. Said, not today. None of that today. Because when it released from my hand, it's anointed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So it's blessed, and he's going to return it however he see fit. Whatever I may need, it may not be money that I need that. Hallelujah. It may be healing. He may need to heal the family. He may need to heal your children. He may need to give your children some special favor. And you just never know. Let's move on. And David called one of the young men and said, go near and fall upon him. And he smote him that he died. See, he thought he was going to get something from David, but what he got was death. That's what he got. So you have to be careful about telling. Be careful about what you say and how you say things, you know. Hallelujah. Don't just go and tell stuff that you don't know nothing about. But that stuff will kill your spirit. That's the whole point. It'll kill your spirit. You go and you say, well, you know, yeah, I remember when they did that. But you don't remember when they did not nothing. Nothing. None of that. You wasn't even there. You just went by what you heard and what they said, you know, and that's it. Not that you saw it. I saw Sister Sarah. She was coming up down, coming up from up them steps about 4 o'clock in the morning, and she had a little bag with it. I ain't gonna say what kind of bag that is, y'all understand, y'all know. But anyway, she had a little bag with her. She was going, getting in the car. I saw her, but you ain't seen nothing. So just be careful. You know, we are people that we have to ask God to continue to guide our tongues and guide our lips and help us to say the right things and do the right things and don't tear people down, and especially not his anointed. Because he's going to judge them, he said, of the household of faith first. Okay? But devils are the ones that he's going to judge really harshly. So I'm telling you, now is the time to get your spirit right. If it ain't right, then you better get it right. You better ask him to help you. Lord, created me a clean heart. Renew the right spirit. And when you say right spirit, make sure you're saying that for yourself. You know, you always want to go and you say, well, Lord, I'm going to pray for them over there. No, sometimes you need to pray yourself. Hallelujah. But, Lord, you know how some people pray. They say, Lord, I ain't did nothing, Lord. I ain't did a thing, Lord. I don't know why they treat me like this. Well, Lord, if I did anything to them that made them act like that, then show me. But you won't say that prayer because you're scared. You're fearful. But when you always ask him to help you first and ask him if you did something for them, did something to them, hallelujah, then guess what? He can work with that. He can work with that. Lord, if I tore down your anointing, Lord, show me, because I want you to work with me, because I don't want to miss heaven. Let's move on. And David said unto him, thy blood be upon thy head, for thy mouth has testified against thee, saying, I have slain the Lord's anointed. In other words, he said it himself. Didn't nobody say it? Didn't nobody come and tell David he said it? He said it. He let it out of his own mouth. He thought it was something. So he let it out of his own mouth, so he had to suffer for that. He had to suffer the wrath for that. You know, you got to be careful what you're saying and how you're saying it and what you're doing and when you're persecuting others and all those different things. You know, we ought to be living epistles by the word of God, but so many times you strayed away from the word of God. You know, you can go to church on Sunday and then you live like the Dickens on Monday. Now, we know the 4th of July coming up. Yes, a lot of people are went to church today and did, you know, the little church ritual and, you know, like that. And then tomorrow you'll have a red cup. Hallelujah. Then you're over here cussing your brother and sister because they didn't bring what they were supposed to bring to the barbecue. Hallelujah. You wanted them to bring this big old, amen, or just this big old six-layer cake. Hallelujah. And all they brought you was a little $4 pound cake. Well, it'll eat good. All you got to do is just put it in there for tea. Glory to God that it was a cake. If not, then go on by the store and get what you need. Then you're falling out with them. You know what? They came and they ate the most. And they got all these plates and they took them back with them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. But now you just left the church on Sunday saying, Lord, help me, Lord God, and created me a clean heart. Lord, help me to get along with everybody and show love. Now, is that love? No. Let's move on. And David lamented with them with this lamentation over Saul and over Jonathan, his son. Also, he bade them teach the children of Judah the use of the bow. Behold, it is written in the book of Jasher. The beauty of Israel is slain upon thy high places. How are the mighty fallen? See, David, he was feeling real bad because of what had happened here to Saul. He didn't want Saul and Jonathan to go out like that. He didn't. But see, like I said, Saul brought that on himself, true, because he didn't do what he told him to do. So you got to remember when we talked about it on last week, I'm going to pull you just back just a little bit, about obedience is better than sacrifice. You got to learn to obey. You say, well, I obey. No, you obey some things. You won't obey all things, but he's saying obey all things, not just some things. You can't live by the word of God, the part that you want to live by, but the other parts you let go. No, you want to hold on. You got to hold on to every part of the word of God. Don't just live by, amen, glory to God, what you get on Sunday. No, you search the scriptures and see if it's so. See what God is saying in this time. See if what he wants you to do. See if he wants you to, amen, to go and give. And see if he wants you to be, amen, an usher, or if he wants you to be just a pew cross, I heard somebody say. But just go ahead, amen, and ask him to guide your footstep for real. Because if you doing something and you ain't doing all things he's telling you to do, then God is not in that. He's not guiding your footsteps. Glory to God. When he guides your footsteps, you're going to pray and you're going to wait on what he's saying. And then you're going to react. I know you're saying, Lord, you ain't moving fast enough, but I'd rather be in your will. Glory to God. And I'm not going to tell a lie to get there. I'm not going to say he caught. This is what God's saying. And he ain't even said that. I don't know if you heard the Robin speaking. You know, they be going twiddly. You know, you might have heard them. I don't know. But ask him, Lord, did I miss you? But sometimes you have to do that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When you want to stay in his presence and say, Lord, I ask you, Lord God, tell me what you want me to do. Lord, I don't want to tell a lie. Then you go, some people even go and try to lie to God. And you know, good will. Come on now. You can't do that. You can't lie to the Lord. Because he sees you. He knows what you're doing. He knows how you did it. He knows what you did to get that money. Oh, yes, he did. He know you cheated on your income tax. He know you if you lied, glory to God. He knows you claimed more children than you got. You know, good way, come on now. Here you are claiming a baby or two. And here you are about 70, 80. Come on now. Well, you know, yeah, I understand. I hear you. I ain't going to go in all that, but amen. Hallelujah. Anyhow, come on. Glory to God. All I do is Dana tell you. Hallelujah. You know, he knows. He knows everything. He knows when you're standing there, you say, well, you know what? That ain't what I said. I didn't say that. Yeah, you did say that. That's exactly what you said. The thing for you to do is just say, well, you know what? I don't remember saying that. And it's okay if you say you don't remember saying it. It's okay. It's okay. Because guess what? You didn't try to tell a lie. You didn't try to cover it up. You just said, I don't remember that. And that's fine. But you see right here, well, no need in all that. it got him killed. So don't touch God's anointed either. You know, that means God anointed people. That means God anointed the church members, the believers. None of it. Don't do that. Don't touch them. It's okay. If you can help them, help them. Because, you know, we're in a season now where everybody needs some help. And believe it or not, sooner or later, amen. Huh. The one that's preaching, the one that's teaching, the one that's doing whatever it is God called them to do, they'll need help too. They'll need help too. He's still in the business of fixing things, and he will fix it. If you want him to fix you, he will do it. I remember there's this person, every time they let something out of their mouth, they were lying. They just lie here and they lie there. They lie everywhere. And I'm like, you need to stop that. You need either tell the truth or don't say nothing at all. Let the truth be told. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes when people go to court, they say, hey, what you do? You lay your hand on the Bible. I tell the truth and nothing but the truth, so help me God. You know, don't put your hand on that Bible if you're going to tell, you ain't going to tell the truth. So I'm speaking to someone. Now is the time for you to turn around from all this stuff that you have done and not telling the truth and tell the truth, because he said in his word, a liar shall not tarry in my kingdom. So that means if you want to go to heaven, what you got to do? You got to get it right. You got to get it right. So everything that you've done, you need to ask for repentance on this day. Turn around and walk in the newness of life. Because, hey, amen, glory to God. Huh? If you sin against man, God can help you. But if you sin against God, can't nobody help you. Glory to God. Because that's the higher power. Hallelujah. So make up your mind on today to come clean right now and turn and don't do it no more. Don't listen at what people be telling you to do. Because look what it got. It got you killed. Okay? You'll be killed in your spirit. Hallelujah. You'll be where you'll just be in a dry place. You'll be trying to pray and you can't get your prayers through. You'll be trying to read and, Lord, I can't read. You be trying to do the things for the Lord, but then you're lying on this side, it ain't going to work. Now choose this day. Are you going to come wholeheartedly? You're going to make sure that you're not telling lies. You're going to make sure that you don't touch God's anointing. You're going to make sure that you stay in the presence of the Lord and you walk the way he wants you to walk and you talk the way he wants you to talk, and you'll be right there the way he wants you to be, and you won't lie against your brothers and your sisters, and you won't go back, amen, and tell other lies that really you hadn't even seen. None of the stuff that you hadn't even seen, you'll go back and tell a lie just to make it look like you're somebody. Look at it. Hallelujah. Look what happened. You'll make sure that you're on top and not on the bottom. Glory to God. Because he's there and he's watching over your soul and he wants you to be in the kingdom and he wants you to do things for his kingdom. He wants you to do the right thing. So make sure that you're in that place. I challenge you on this day to make sure that you don't be going around lying, conniving and deceitful and just spiteful. Just make sure. If he said a liar shall not tarry in his kingdom, then you definitely don't want to. Hallelujah. The Lord, help me, Lord God. And you know what? He will. He'll come to your aid. He'll help you. If you mean it, he'll help you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for the word on today, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I pray, Lord God, that on this line that everyone heard the word of the Lord on today, Lord, and they live by the truth as it is written in the word of God. Father God, we just thank you, oh Lord God, that you said no liars shall tarry in your kingdom. But Father, we know, Lord God, that everything, Lord God, shall come around full circle. There is no half-stepping where it is, where it concerns the Spirit of the Lord. Oh, my God. It said, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty and freedom. Hallelujah. And you want freedom. You don't want to be in bondage. So, Father, I come against every spirit, oh, Lord, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, to try to sway them in a different direction, try to make them tell lies, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And I come against the spirit, Lord God, just because they need stuff. Oh, my God, what they don't know is, Lord God, that you are the rainmaker, Lord God, and you're the one that own everything. You own a cattle of 1,000 years, oh, Lord God, and you can give them whatever they may want, Lord God. You said, Lord God, you've never seen the righteous forsaken. Nor his seed beg bread in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God. You said if we walk with you, Lord God, we shall never be hungry, Lord God. You shall feed us from on high. In the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God, we thank you, oh, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, Lord, oh, my God, that every lying tongue shall cease on this day, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Lord God, we thank you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, Lord God, those that heard the word on today, oh, God, that they shall walk right, Lord God. They'll walk in you, Lord God. They'll read this word. They'll meditate on this word day and night, oh, God, so they can have the success that they need, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, as they heard the word on today, Lord, that they won't touch your anointed, and they will do your prophets no harm, Lord. We know you said it in your word, Lord God, so we call it done on today. Those that heard the word, whether it's by web or whether it's by phone, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God, we ask you to heal them, God, right now in their spirit, and let them know, Lord God, that you are a forgiving God. But they have to ask for forgiveness, oh, God. You say, seek and you shall find. Oh, my God. You said, knock and the door shall be open. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, Lord God, we pray. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, oh, God, right now, oh, Lord, that everyone under the sound of my voice, as they heard the word on today, Lord, that they'll take it and graft it on their heart, Lord, so they won't sin against you, Lord God. They will not, Lord, they'll walk in the place that you want them to walk, Lord God, in the truth of the word of God, the truth by the book, the Bible, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we know you're our comforter. We know, Lord God, you're our peacemaker. We know, Lord, that everything, Lord, that we need is wrapped up and tied up and tangled up in you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just pray for those that are sick and those that are shut in on today. Lord, we send the word all across the nation. We know we don't have to be there to send the word, Lord. We know the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. As we send the word to them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, those that need healing, God, heal them, God. Bring them up out of those fields here. Oh, good God Almighty. Bring them up off those beds. Hey, my God. Hey, good God Almighty. Oh, glory to God. Bring them up, Lord God. Just bring them up, Lord. In the name of Jesus, they're getting up off the beds, Lord God, and they're walking for the first time in a few months. Oh, glory to God, they had strokes. Oh, my God, and they said they would never walk again, Lord. Hey, my God, they're walking. Hallelujah, glory to God. We thank you, oh, Lord God, because we know, Lord, that you're a healer, and we know, Lord God, everything works together for the good of them that love you. They love you, God, with all their heart, Lord. They lay on their bed at night, Lord. And they say, Lord, God, help me, Lord. I want to walk again, Lord. And you honored that request on today in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God. Lord, we thank you, and we give you the glory, Lord. We give you honor, and we praise your heavenly name on high in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, Lord, we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. I'm going to go ahead, amen, at this time and give the announcements. But before I do give the announcements, amen, someone on this line that really needs prayer, if that's you, go ahead and press the 1, and I will bring you in. I don't want you to tell me your name. Just give me your prayer request and where you're calling from. I don't want you to put all your information out there because this is a live show. Hallelujah. While the water's being stirred, go ahead and jump in now. Hallelujah. Glory to God, my God. Hallelujah, my God. Hallelujah. No one has pressed the one, so guess what? I'm going to go ahead, amen, with the announcement. Amen. I want to make sure you tune in, amen, and make sure you tune in each and every Tuesday to Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. One word from the Lord. It comes on at 6 Pacific, 8 Central Standard Time, 9 Eastern Standard Time, every Tuesday. Tune in and hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. If you need a life coach, a mentor, a marriage counselor, a spiritual leader, hook up. Go ahead and inbox them. Hallelujah. Inbox them on Facebook. Prophetess Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. You can inbox them. They'll get back with you. Amen. Glory to God. On Wednesday, we have none other than Evangelist Elder Bertha Askew of Faith Come By Hearing. The show comes on every Wednesday at 6 o'clock Central Standard Time. Make sure you mark your calendar so you can hear what the Lord is saying. Glory to God. Because he's moving. If you believe he's moving, then he's moving. Hallelujah. You can believe he can move for some things, but not believe he can move for all things. We serve in all things, God, not a some thing, God. He said all things work together. Hallelujah. So that means everything he can move. He can move every mountain, every sickness. Hallelujah. So you want to come on and come and hear Elder every Wednesday at 6 o'clock on Faith Come By Hearing and be blessed. Awesome praying woman of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And then if you move on down on Sunday, we are called the Hour of Power. I am Prophetess Martha Williams. I'm the first Hour of Power. The show comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. So come on, you can hit me up on Facebook. If you desire prayer, go ahead and inbox me. I have two pages. One is Prophetess Martha Williams, and the other one is Martha Williams. Inbox me. I will get back with you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Or you can message me. Either way, I will get back with you. If it's prayer you need, hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. And I'm going to give you a 30-minute break. And then the next voice you'll hear is Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson. Her show comes on at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. She is an author. She has book one, book two, already published. So I encourage you to go on Amazon and get both books. It's an awesome read. God is moving. Don't miss it. If you just want something real quick that you can read before you go on your daily routine, going to work, whatever it may be, then that's what you want to do. Get the book. Glory to God. Amen. And I want to encourage you to partner. And in partnering, you will receive many, many, many things. We only ask for $25 or more. You know, come on and partner. You know, God is moving, and I keep saying it by his spirit. We're in a season now where he's going to move even the more. Whatever you ask, you're going to think something's wrong. I know sometimes he can move so quick, and then you'll think something's wrong. God is getting ready to move, and he's going to move just like that. So you want to make sure that you're in the right place, and you're sowing in the right place. You want to be in the right place. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes you can be in the wrong place at the right time. Yes, and sometimes you can be in the right place at the wrong time. Yes, it works both ways. Hallelujah. But just know, hallelujah, this is good ground. This is good seeding ground. So you want to come on and get in where you fit in. Amen. Glory to God. Now, I want to go ahead and give the invitation to Christ. Hallelujah. Invitation to salvation. Amen. If you don't know Jesus and pardon of your sin, I want you to say this prayer after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life. Make me, Lord God. Mold me, Lord. Forgive me, Lord God, of all my sins. I repent and I give my whole life unto you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Welcome to the body of Christ. You are not a blood-washed, born believer. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Go ahead and inbox me, and I will tell you the what next. I will walk you through the steps. Hallelujah. When you inbox me, if you want to give me your number or give me an email where you can be reached, amen, we will get back with you. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. We're going to go ahead, amen, and get off. Hallelujah. Don't forget to make sure you tune in next. Coming up, Minister Elaine Jackson of Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries. That's coming up next. Go and hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say through her on today. Amen, because God is moving by his power, by his spirit, by his might. So you don't want to miss it. Now, the benediction. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen, amen. Have a happy 4th, but remember, stay safe. Amen.